Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I feel like I'm signing off for an update and throwing it back to myself. Thanks, Zach. Traffic and everything all at once. Yeah, we are going to talk to Malik Rozier. That's right. You know that name. Former Miami Hurricane quarterback. Going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Got a lot of things going on in the background that I'm excited to talk about it. But we'll first start with this. Malik, first off, thank you for a couple minutes here today on the show with myself and your boy Brian. But how was Canes Legends camp? Like, how was that for someone going back to campus, seeing new players, recruits, seeing old guys? And I say old guys, I mean former players. I don't want to say old guys.
I'm one of those old guys.
You
now.
Are one of those old guys. Former players and alum. That's a really cool weekend for anyone either coming back to the school that has played there or hopefully coming to play on Greentree Fields.
Yeah, no, I love the event. Definitely appreciate all the alumni and even Mario Cristobal for making guys like me definitely feel loved, you know. That was a big thing for me, was that when I was there, there was so much love and energy. And on top of that, just the competitive energy that Mario brought, you know, that was one of his big things, was that he wanted to see if these five stars were five stars. He wanted us to go out there and motivate and really get these guys to compete to see who was good and who wasn't. And I think that's one thing that Mario's really good at, and especially in hosting that campus, kind of weeding out who's there for the highlight video and who's there to actually work. So, I mean, I had a great time. It was great to see the players compete. It was great to just be around some of those guys. You know, I haven't seen John Feliciano, Duke Johnson, Deion Bush. I haven't seen some of those guys in years. So it's always nice just to come back, talk to those guys, see how those guys are doing, and just be around some of the guys that you just played football with 5-6 years ago.
Now, what did you think was the biggest difference between, like, when you're around, Coach Richt was here, Manny Diaz is here, and now Cristobal, you know, did you sense anything different in the air? Was there a different vibe to you with Cristobal and the staff that he put together?
Yeah. I just think their energy, you know, I'll give it to Rick. Rick had a really good staff. You know, some of those guys, like Todd Hartley is one of the best tight ends recruiter. The running backs coach that was with us, Thomas Brown, is the assistant offensive coordinator for the L.A. Rams. So, I mean, Rich staff had energy. You know, Diaz, obviously, they had their own type of energy. I wasn't really around their practices as much. But at least what I've been around Mario. So I was at Georgia a couple of years ago, and that's kind of energy that I got. You know, it's high intensity. It's fast-paced. You're going to see the guys that really want and the guys that really don't. But I think at the end of the day, like, I think these players know that they're loved. You know what I mean? I think that they understand that the reason why Mario is so passionate, why Mario is on top of everybody, is because, like, he is an ex-player. And to me, that's really big, because I've talked to some of the guys, and I think that's a huge stamp for them, is the fact that this guy actually bled and sweat orange and green the same way we do on Green Tree. And I think that's really going to help these guys, kind of give them that extra motivation to say, hey, man, we really got to play for this guy. You know, he's been on a national championship team, which obviously, as a Miami Hurricane, like, that's kind of your goal. And the fact that Mario's already accomplished a lot of that, he's already been through everything that we've been through, kind of just helps them motivate themselves mentally. Because there have been some times where, like, you know, you have a coach that says something to you, like, man, you didn't even play football before. Like, you don't know what I'm dealing with. But they can't say that to Mario. You know what I mean? Mario's been in Miami. He's done everything that you're going to go through and more. So I think that's the respect factor that a lot of these players have that they haven't had in the past.
Yeah, Malik, you started talking about some of the coaching staff and obviously Mario Cristobal. But that rest of the coaching staff, what he put together, I mean, I've been talking with Brian Ford now 2 days straight, and with any guest that comes on, how impressed I was when we went from a school years and years ago that probably couldn't put out the money to bring in a really big name coach. Forget about the staff. Instead, you bring in the big name coach, and he brings in one hell of a staff on both sides of the ball.
Agreed.
And I want to know what you thought when obviously you saw all this happening and Mario getting hired, and then the staff he puts together with Steele and Gattis and Charlie Strong, like all these dudes that came in. This is impressive,
man. The one that's really been blowing me, and you know, so the biggest thing that I saw that I think Coach Cristobal's doing that I saw at Georgia, and that's what I'm compared to because obviously they're a powerhouse, was that, you know, Georgia had guys that were ex-head coaches that were coming back to Georgia just to coach again or be around those guys. You know, they had Mark Luke. They just picked up what's his name? Who is the old Florida Gators coach that's there now?
Muschamp.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like these are ex-head coaches that are around these players. We're doing the same thing now. You know, we have Coach O out there. I think that's a big one. You know, having some of these guys that are ex-head coaches that have won national championships, bringing them around, even if it's not as a full-time coach, but just around those players in general, is huge. And I think that, to me, that's the most surprising. And to me, that's the best thing that I see is that he's actually bringing around really good coaches, whether they're position coaches, or even ex-head coaches, to come in and, like, bring in knowledge and bring in different outlooks and get a different set of eyes on these players, the film breakdown, different things along that line, to me is really huge because that's whenever you really start to be able to find different expectations on defenses, offenses that maybe your staff wouldn't be able to find, but because you brought in a different head coach that might be just doing film breakdown or something along those lines, like he's going to see stuff because he's been around the game just as long, sometimes even longer than some of these coaches. You know, Coach Ed Ogeron's probably been around the game coach longer than Mario Cristobal just because he's older. So maybe one or two things that he sees. Obviously, Coach Cristobal is one of the best to ever do it. That's why I'm extremely happy to have Coach Cristobal. But at least for me, that was a big eye-opener to see Coach O, an ex-head coach, especially in LSU, that won a national championship around the Miami players, to me is really impactful as well.
And with good coaching, you bring in new recruits and better recruits. And right now, the recruiting has been on fire, and we just got our second quarterback commit of the class. And I think you have a unique perspective on this because you came in with another quarterback in Brad Kaya when you did commit to University of Miami. And right now, we have Emory Williams, who is the three-star guy. And then you had Jaden Rashad, who is the four-star. Everyone talks about him. You know, when you came in, why did you continue to come to Miami when you had this California stud that everyone talked about and is saying is going to be the next great quarterback at Miami? And how tough was it for you to, you know, sit behind Kaya and wait your turn and then all of a sudden, you know, have this amazing 2017 season?
So it's funny. So that's kind of like deja vu. So Emory Williams actually trains with Quarterback Country. So that's the company that I trained with out of high school and actually the company that I develop quarterbacks with now, and it is kind of funny. So I actually text Emory, and I told him that exact same thing. I was like, hey, I know that you're going to see a lot of stuff on Twitter with Rashada. I was like, my biggest thing to you is put your head down and work. I said the same thing happened to me. You know, I was committed to Miami. Miami also had four-star California quarterback Brad Kaya, and I was like, at the end of the day, like, if you're a true Miami Hurricane at your heart, like, we don't run from competition. You know, competition is only going to make you better. So,
absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? And I think that really resonated with Emory. You know, he told me, thank you for reaching out. But that was kind of my mindset. You know, I've never been scared to compete versus anybody. And I think that's one of my big traits is that competition doesn't scare me. I actually embrace competition because I feel like even if someone is better than you, like you're sooner or later going to have to compete against them. Or maybe you learn something from them that makes your game better. So it's like really trying to figure out what you can do and just never running. And I think that's one thing that Emory's going to do. And that's one thing that I did, you know, and I've learned a lot from Brad Kaya. You know, me and Brad are actually really good friends. I remember there were times it was just me and Brad by ourselves in the volleyball sand pit throwing to each other, just trying to figure out how to get better. And I think there's things like that Emory and Rashada will hopefully do and they create a close bond. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for both of them.
It's great stories coming from all that. It's Malik Rozier on the line talking with us here about everything. Now, obviously, you see what Tyler Van Dyke's like on the field, but you work with him off the field as well. What kind of player is Tyler Van Dyke? We've seen it. I mean, obviously, we saw 300-yard games like there were nothing last year at the end of the season once he got the starting job. But give us a little more insight of what you've seen from Tyler and what we might be able to see this year as an improvement from Tyler Van Dyke.
Yeah. So I know with me and Tyler, a lot of it was feet placement. So obviously everyone knows he's great with the deep ball, but there were a couple times last year where his feet were offset. So it's like, let's say he's throwing to the left, so his feet is widely set to the left, basically to the sideline, but his receiver is running like a post down the middle of the field. So that puts a lot of stress on his shoulder. So it's stuff like that that we cleaned up, trying to get his feet in the right place, trying to do some stuff with more back hip explosion, back arm explosion, so that we get more velocity. Because obviously Tyler's throwing hard, but I think there's some ways that we can put a little more velocity, which he's really worked on this year, and I'm very excited for him. Actually, we had a whole bunch of guys at the Manning Passing Academy. So our head guy David Morris was under Eli Manning whenever he was in college. You know, obviously they have the Manning Passing Academy, and you know, I reached out to David Morris and a couple of the guys on staff, and I was like, "How did Tyler look?" Because obviously, you know, they're some of the most elite guys at the Manning Passing Academy, and they say he looked electric. You know, the ball came out with great velocity, and they were actually really surprised how just polished and well and fundamentally sound that Tyler looked. And that's a predicate to Tyler. You know, that's something that I feel like over this all season, he's really been adamant and really been, I would say, just focused on just getting that 1% better each and every day. And I feel like last year, you know, during midseason, he was kind of learning how to play quarterback because it's a different world, different monster, different way to actually learn how to study film on top of the rehab process that you have to go through after games. And I feel like this year, I think Tyler's going to be a lot more comfortable. He's going to get used to the schedule. He's already gotten used to it. Obviously, you're going to see a new offense, but I think he's going to be a lot more comfortable. I think I know there are some games where, like, he would start fast or start slow, and I think that he's going to kind of eliminate some of those slower starts where, like, he picked up in the third quarter and played faster. I think he'll pick up on these starts a little faster because he'll be more used to be the starter. He'll get used to the schedule. So definitely excited what Tyler Van Dyke's going to do this year.
So Tyler's been getting a lot of, you know, praise and, you know, all the mock drafts have him going in the first round, you know, you being one of the coaches and seeing him close up. You know, what does Tyler have to do this offseason and during the season to live up to this hype and actually become the first-round quarterback for Miami since the 80s?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely hope that Tyler Van Dyke is able to do that. I think my biggest thing to him is just leading, you know, because – there will be games or potentially will be games where you're down some. Like, how are you going to respond? How do you keep some of these guys in the game, especially because I think there's going to be a lot of young guys playing this year. You're going to have a lot of young tight ends. You're going to have a lot of young receivers. You have transfer receivers coming in. It's like, how do you keep them mentally in the game if it is a tight game or maybe you are down by a score or two and you're trying to come back? I think to me that's what the NFL wants to see with Tyler, because the size, the velocity, the IQ, that's not going to be – anything that why they won't draft him. To me, it's going to be some of the more intangible parts, like how do you lead, what do you do mentally, where are you when you're behind in a game, which I think he's going to be great at. But I think that's going to be, and I think on top of that is consistently having long drives. So obviously, as you know, he's one of the best deep ball passers in the ACC, and probably he is one of the best deep ball passers in all of college football. So if I'm a DC, you know, they're going to play off. And my biggest thing to Tyler is take what they give you. You know, when they do give you the one-on-one shots and they mess up and go cover one man, make them pay over the top. But I just see a lot of teams playing him kind of in that Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes kind of blanket coverage a lot, just so that he can't take the deep shots because that's what he was known for last year. So I think that's going to be, to me, the next step in his game is, can he just be consistent and not get aggravated when people only give him the underneath 5 yards or the hitch route or the quick slant? They don't give you the deep shot. So that, to me, is going to be the next progress in his game that I want to see him make from last year to this year.
Malik, it's been awesome talking to you, man. This has been great. Like, this is good insight of what happened at Legends Camp and everything else. What the hell are you doing off the field right now? Like, I want to get a little bit – we don't have a lot of time left, but I got to ask what the heck you're doing right now.
Yeah, so right now, obviously, I train quarterback, so I'm in Tampa right now, but I have QB country, Florida. But train quarterback's been up about a year now. I love it. I actually have another company that's a kids development company, so it's an 18-plus sport. We go into, like, daycares, and we teach kids basketball, football, baseball. It's really good. It's going really well. But the last one that I really like is I made a company called Miami Millionaires Club. And been on Twitter a lot about it. You guys will hear more and more about it from some players that we're going to sign with some NIL deals. But it's an educational course. You know, one thing that I was really big on at Miami was that, you know, we had these summer speakers that were coming. They were very educational, very smart, very intelligent people. But once we graduated, there was no way for us to really connect with them. Either they were in California because they were some big California speaker or New York or wherever they were from. We have those same people internally. You know, we have those same multimillionaires that go to Miami. We have those same great speakers that go to Miami. It's like, why not really tap into the Miami network and really have those guys come back in the summer and speak to your players. So whenever they graduate, hey, I know I can hit up like one of my business partners is Mike Murphy. Hey, I know I can hit up Mike Murphy, and if I need a job, I can get one immediately. Or, hey, if I'm there's another one, Omar Solomon, that owns College Hunks. Hey, like, he's helped Amon Richards open College Hunks Miami. And it's just like, hey, if I don't have my own company, but I want to be a CEO, we have CEOs that have business plans that you can franchise out and still be your own CEO and your own business owner. So there's things like that I've really been working on hard to help and give back to these athletes, and very interested and excited about that last company.
Speaking of giving back, you have a golf tournament you're getting involved with, right, coming up?
Yes, sir. So there's actually two tournaments. So they're both on July 17th. One of them is with Cam Harris. So it will be a Miami-Dade, Broward County 7-on-7 tournament. We already have the teams. It'll be some like the Miami Norland, Miami Northwestern, Carroll City. Be a lot of good teams that Cam Harris has connections with. But it'll be a $2,000 prize just to kind of get the kids out there. I know Cam's working on having some other people that can help these kids get recruited. And then the last thing is that afternoon, we're actually doing a charity golf tournament. So this one is really big for us. It's for Demetrius Jackson's nonprofit, Men of Today. Obviously, if you guys are a Miami fan, you guys should know Demetrius Jackson played defensive end while I was there as well. But we're going to have a big charity golf tournament. I know we're going to have tickets up that the company, Miami Mariners Club, also will have FSU box seat tickets. One of my business partners is even going to do a Toyota Tundra for one of the holes. We're going to do a lot of this on Instagram Live. We're going to have.
Is that hole in one? What is it? Best score? Hole in one? Let me sign me up
real
quick, man.
It's one of the par 12, something like that. I don't know. It's one of them. One of them is box seats for the FSU ticket for the long job, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's me. I'm winning that. I'm winning that.
Then the holes, yeah, one of my business partners, Mike, he owns like seven auto companies, so he's doing a Toyota Tundra. We're going to have some signed balls from some current student-athletes, which you guys will know, but I'm not going to release yet, as well as the people that participate, some of the alumni. We're going to have them signed balls, and we're going to auction those balls off online, and all the proceeds go to Demetrius Jackson's nonprofit.
That's awesome.
So we're hoping to really raise some money for him, to really help him expand his business inside of Miami-Dade.
Well, before we let you go, I mean, how do we find this information? Is there a website? Is there a Twitter that, you know, everyone listening can go to?
Yeah, there is a Twitter. So for everybody, this is the company Twitter. It is Miami, and then it's Mills with two L's, so M-I-L-L-S, and then Club. So you'll see it. It's a you should recognize the Sebastian Dutz. He's all gold with a black base. So please follow. We're going to be posting a lot of stuff. We're going to do weekly Monday Twitter spaces. You guys are obviously always able to join. We'd love to have you guys. And we always do Q&As where you guys can ask me anything. And we'd love to just give people insight on what we're doing and creating inside that company.
Malik, awesome stuff today. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Brother.
Former quarterback and entrepreneur, listen. Malik Rozier, joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Long ball competition.
Woo!
I am winning that.
You're in?
I'm winning that. It's not. I'm not in. I'm winning that.
Brian Monroe coming up next tells us about his golf game. Let's take a break.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Make this here with all the ice on in the booth.
At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys. Monroe, Malik Rozier was awesome. He was great. Like, there's a lot.
Quarterbacks kill it. They're sharp guys.
I know. I get it. And you're right. A lot of them are known as like the smartest guys on the field. And
little weirdos at sometimes, but okay. They're sharp, you know?
Everyone's got their quirks. I'm sure that you had plenty of stories of weird things that dudes did. And we probably need a whole 4-hour show for that.
I'm a special teams guy, so we're normally the weirdest, right?
Right. No, of course. You're the guy standing. Oh, yeah. You're the guy standing in the corner. All he does is punt. And, he's not practicing. Okay. Get that. But Malik had some interesting stuff that we got out of that interview. I know that you told me beforehand that he was working with Tyler Van Dyke, so I did want to ask about that. Interesting storyline that you brought up. When he came in with Brad Kaya, who was a 4-star quarterback out of California. This is going to be the next dog here at the University of Miami. And Malik hung on until he got his chance to play and took advantage of it, too, for a while here in Coral Gables. But it's interesting with the two recruits that just kind of verbally commit, two quarterbacks, 1-3 and 1-4-star guy.
Eerily from California as well.
Like, what a great storyline you brought up there. And he just had some interesting stuff in this interview. So Malik was great. We'll replay that at the end of the show. If you did miss it, we will have it for you around 9:40 this morning. I just took a lot out of that because Malik wasn't one of these guys that you – And this is no shot at Malik. You're talking about Legends Camp. Malik Rozier is not one of those guys I'm kind of thinking about from it. But, man, I'm glad we had him on. That was awesome stories, the way he talked about going back and the coaching staff and how Mario's doing something a little bit different than Manny did, than maybe even Mark Richt did, than maybe even all the way back to Larry Coker, what he did. Going back to embracing the former players with the Legends Camp, that's one. Two, I know Mario said something about the fact of having all these extra coaches on the sidelines during games, and that's guys like you who go down there and not necessarily in the middle of a game or jumping up and down and running up to a player saying, hey, listen, next time, hit the right. Good slot. That's not what I'm talking about. Back in the day when you used to look at, and USC did it, and Texas did it, and these big schools did it, and we're now talking about three teams that are really on the comeback. I just mentioned Miami, USC, and Texas that are on the comeback here, the comeback trail for getting back into it. But one thing that they all embraced over the years was when you saw USC sideline, you saw
Snoop Dogg, Will
not
Ferrell.
Even just former players, just alum, guys that were big into the program, that lived and died by the program. Texas also. They used to have Matthew McConaughey and guys like that on the sideline, former players all over the place. And that was kind of one thing that Miami has in their back pocket that a lot of schools don't. The brotherhood, and you talked about it when we started the show at 6:05 Monday morning about what Legends Camp means and what this means to the whole team. But, man, that was awesome. I love talking to Malik Rozier. I could do it every day. And everything he's doing outside of it, working with quarterbacks and doing all this stuff, He's an interesting story from a guy who not necessarily known as, a Canes legend down here, but man, Those stories are great.
You know what's funny? He had tweeted before Legends Camp, like a week before, like, yeah, I know it's Legends Camp, but I still want to go.
Right.
With emoji face, you know, and I wanted to say something, but I didn't. So at camp, I said something to him. I said, listen here, brother. I said, first of all, you were Kane. This is a brotherhood.
Right.
I said, look, I'm a punter, bro. I ain't no legend. Ain't nothing to do with me here, but I'm going to show up to all the events I can.
Of course.
And, you know, I'm obviously heavily involved in the team, in the school, and obviously I do the pregame show about
right.
the team and love it and everything else like that. I said, it's always an open door for us. And I said, you don't remember the Florida State back shoulder fade? You don't remember the Notre Dame game in 2017?
Right.
You remember the VTech game? I said, bro, you got some nice little highlights on your resume.
Correct.
I say, don't listen to the outside noise, man.
No.
We always going to have a blast. We're going to have and that's the thing. He got to come back and see guys that he played with that he hasn't seen in years, and that's really what it's about. Get back together, tell stories, joke. And look, even if you can just help one guy there, just one kid, and maybe say something about, hey, this was my journey, or hey, I'm doing this now. I didn't make it to the NFL, but going to University of Miami opened up X, Y, and Z for me.
Correct.
You know, and that's something that I think parents want to hear too, because it's not always about all football, because percentage of the guys that make it, unfortunately, is only 2%.
Yeah, it's
I think.
Really low, right?
But you have to go to a school that you can see yourself living in, 40 years, investing in. Will they be looking out for me afterwards? What's the academic like? What's a brotherhood like? And I think that, honestly, we have everything you look for at University of Miami. Now, we would all love to win and be competing for national championships.
Of course, right.
But everything that we have to offer, I just can't see any universities stacking up. Maybe I'm biased.
No, you're not, it's not the bias. It's the guys that played on that team, the guys that follow the team, the guys that are diehards fans out there. I mean, it's three different categories, and that's fine, but they're all in for one thing. They want to win. They want to get back to where they were, whether you're a fan, whether you're a former player that wasn't a guy that's in that legends kind of category, or you are the Michael Irvin legend category, Warren Sapp. Listen, I talk to Gino Toretta all the time, a buddy of mine, and it was so funny because I told Gino when I was like 11 years old, I was a ball boy for the Hurricanes basketball team.
Okay.
At the Miami Arena when 350 people used to go to those games. There was no one there. and my dad drove me to the games. He had season tickets. He's a diehard Canes football and basketball guy. And he used to literally like laugh because me and him can have a conversation from me sitting under the basket to him in like the third row of the stands. And that's where it was. But Gino and the football team were there for one game. Rusty Medeiros, defensive tackle. I remember I have a shirt signed by all these dudes somewhere in my parents' attic somewhere. And I said to Gino, I'm like, what's amazing to me was back in the day, my dad used to almost have a system where, like, he ranked guys on the team by what their record was against FSU.
Oh.
You know, like Gino was 3-0 versus FSU. You know, like, and Gino laughed at that. And now every time, whether my dad's around or we're talking about it, he always will say something to another guy, another Kane, like, what was your record, you know, against FSU? It's amazing. And it's little things like that that's kind of the brotherhood. And like you said, if you were a part, especially the part that he played in that Virginia Tech, that Notre Dame, those games, we're talking about maybe the craziest that stadium has ever been.
Ever.
Ever
been.
For this Canes team since the Orange Bowl? Yeah. Malik, you are. You're part of the history, part of the major history of this team. And it's just amazing to me that there's so many kind of different ways to look at the former guys when you go to like a Legends camp. Obviously, there's a tier that everybody wants to be at. It's when Michael Irvin doesn't even have to know he's talking at one of these things. He just knows he's going to go up there and talk. And like you said, the linebacker crew for years, going back from Barrow and Armstead up to Beeson and Vilma and guys like that, that's like a brotherhood that, you know, and the running backs and there's just so many different things, but it's just amazing to me when you bring on a guy like Malik Rozier. We're talking about Legends Camp, and he puts himself in a category so low because he doesn't feel it. Yet, there are people that are diehards that went, man, that season he had, that magical season that this team almost could have had outside of a bad loss here or a bad loss there, Malik was the biggest part of it.
Biggest part as a quarterback. Right. And I think, when we look from the outside in, everybody was critical of Malik. Oh, we lost Brad Kaya. Who's Malik? Oh, this is going to be terrible. Next thing you know, here comes this dual threat quarterback winning with his legs. And you're like, okay. All right, we give him a shot. Yeah, but we got Notre Dame coming up, Virginia Tech. And then all of a sudden, okay, we just beat Virginia Tech. Okay, now Notre Dame. And then all our fans started pumping their chests and we got College Game Day.
Right, right.
Places going nuts. And then we absolutely destroy them. And like, wait, we might have something special this season. And then, you know, that season, the ball just bounced the right way.
Yeah,
right?
And sometimes it does.
V-Tech, 4th and 11, 4th and 9, in the rain, tip ball, he catches, Langham catches it. And you're just like, it's going in the right direction. And I mean, listen, I got chills talking about it. It was the most fun season that we've had since I was in school. So it's like, I'm like, brother, you come around whenever the heck you want. You got memories that thousands of people that went to this school can never say they were involved in.
To be a part of that stuff. And listen, we used to bring Braxton Berrios in studio with us, like his last year and last year on the Hurricanes, and then even when he got he went to New England and then to the Jets. And I would always say to him, I'm like, you do realize that like some of the plays you made are going to go down in the history books. History. Like people are never going to forget Hurricane fans, you throwing the U up in North Carolina in the end zone, you being held back like a rabid dog, like little things like that.
The handcuff one against
Notre Dame. Like that kind of stuff. And that's Braxton Berrios. Talking about a guy who owns your records all over the University of Miami and this and that. It's just little things like that. It's very fun. Listen, let's get caught up. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this. Text line is open as well, 305-567-0560. Up until about an hour from now when we replay Malik Rozier, we are guest-free. So if you want to get in here and you want to start a conversation with us on the text line, that's fine also. We'll re-go. Is that even a word? Arrigo is actually a car dealership. I should have just done that.
Arrigo.
Right. We'll go over everything that we've talked about in these last 2 days here as well, and there's a lot of NBA news that we need to go back into as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That we were kind of laughing at earlier in the show. We'll come back, we'll take a break, catch up. We're back right after this. All right, we're going to get into some NBA stuff here in a second. But I believe Monroe, the Deshaun Watson disciplinary hearing has started this morning.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to see what's going to end up happening here. My guess is that we're going to hear a lot. And we're going to try to get on one of the dudes that's directly involved, Aaron Wilson, who from Pro Football Network. I'm going to reach out to him today, see if he can come on with us tomorrow, because he is all over this. Even Beasley said he's been all over this. He used to work for the Houston Chronicle, so he has been around that team and that franchise for a very long time. But a lot of the reporters are tweeting out that they are going to bring up, or Watson's counsel more than likely is going to bring up, the behavior of certain owners around the league. We talked about it with Beasley, that it was going to get brought up with the suspension of how you're going to suspend me for this long, or give me that word no one wants to hear, the indefinite suspension, because there's no answer to that. That's why it's called indefinite, considering the fact that we had one owner who was in a sting for a masseuse parlor in South Florida. We had another one who, Jerry Jones, who had the Peeping Tom working for him, and all of his off-season, off-the-field stuff as well. So there are other owners, and I'm probably missing a couple
Snyder,
at least. Oh, yeah. I set you up for that.
My bad.
No, it was perfect.
He set me up,
the alley-oop. It was like Stockton and Malone there. It was perfect. Daniel Snyder.
I mean, come on.
Not even accepting the subpoena to go in front of this committee. Like, there are owners that are in much worse shape or have had issues. Now, listen, Deshaun Watson stuff is weird.
It's very disturbing.
It's disturbing. It's very weird. Disturbing. He deserves any kind of suspension he gets because there are just some things that have come out in this investigation that as a dude, as a woman, I don't care, you look at and go, what the bleep was this guy thinking? So I get it. He deserves punishment. But I also understand how his counsel is going to say, listen, Roger Goodell and the person that Roger Goodell hired to do this investigation, the guys you work for, the 32 owners, they got their own issues too. Now, none of them are as freaky and as nasty, I guess, as Deshaun Watson stuff to a point.
I mean, that Daniel Snyder stuff is kind of disturbing, though, for how long it went.
Well, there it is. So that's the thing. Because I would assume that if you were the counsel for Deshaun Watson and I was kind of throwing it back at you, well, I get what you're saying, but the but is it's much worse what went on in that Washington Commander / when they were the Redskins franchise over years and years and years. We found out that Deshaun Watson might have had up to 100 or whatever plus masseuses that he found to try to get sexual.
I still don't get where you find it. You know what's so funny? We all started talking about it, and you know, guys that I've known that play in the league for 10, 15 years. I'm like, honestly, how many masseuses did you know? And the most someone can come was probably like 6,
right?
That they had in like a 12, 15 year career.
And after a while, they just weren't like, you know, they didn't like that the way that person did it. Let's move on to the next one. Or they find out from another dude that's
this
in the
person
league,
is great. Yeah.
Hey, this guy or this girl's really good.
I mean, word of mouth is the best thing when it comes to being in the NFL. Oh, financial advisor. Hey, who's the oldest guy on the team? And what do you do? And where's your guy? Let me talk to him. Oh, masseuse. This person's the best. Oh, chiropractor. Okay. I get it. But you know, we always talk about as players, you're held to different standards. Billionaires, millionaires, owners, players, it's not the same. Right. So those guys can get away with so much more, and they're getting fined $1 million. They're getting fined $20 million. Okay, and what? They're worth $10 billion.
Right, right.
You know, like, it stings a little bit, but it really doesn't for them. So, you know, obviously both counsels are going to – one's going to shoot for the moon to say I want him suspended, and definitely the other one's going to say I want 8 games, and I'm going to meet in the middle and probably be a year.
Yeah, I would assume that he's not going to play football this year.
I just can't see it.
Right. And we had this argument / discussion here on the show with Hollywood, me and Joe. Joe says he's going to play. It's going to be about a 10-game suspension.
He thinks he's going to play this year.
This is before he left on vacation. So I think that it's a possibility. He still thinks that somewhere it's going to be, like you said, the NFLPA is going to fight for as minimal as possible.
Of course.
The NFL is going to fight for the maximum, and they're going to have to meet somewhere in the middle. My thought process was he's going to miss this entire season. Joe's was he's going to come back. Hollywood's, he'll never play another down in the NFL.
No, that's Hollywood's wrong. Absolutely.
Right.
Because that's
that's crazy. It's right.
I agree with that too. I think you're both right.
One thing when it comes to sports, it's risk versus reward. And we all know Deshaun, when he's playing at a high level, is one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. So his risk is worth the reward. So we'll figure it out. And we've seen other guys do disgusting and disturbing things in sports and get another shot.
Right.
Deshaun will be back. I just think that if you suspend Ridley for gambling $1,500 for a year, how are you going to look if this comes up and you give him 10 to 15 games?
Well, that's the thing also. This guy is missing a season now. They're going to fight you on that if you would have brought that up by saying this is the integrity of the sport and it's gambling and he bet on his own team.
Yet there's billionaires making hundreds of millions of dollars now because it's legalized in certain states.
Well, that's where the other side of the argument is, where it comes to, okay, we get it, and Calvin made a mistake. He made a mistake before. He should have, you know, gotten into all that. We get that also. But now the league is getting so much money from gambling.
Yeah.
We're partnered with DraftKings and this company and that company. And Peyton Manning's company now is partnered with this company. And everyone's making money. So, yeah, if you want to suspend the guy, that's fine. But a full season might be a little bit too much. Why don't we go to, like, that 4 to 6 game range if you really want to punish him? And we get it. And Calvin is probably sitting in the back going, I understand. I deserve it. That's fine. 4 to 6.
I don't because
betting on your own team is one
that's
thing.
Different.
Right.
Here's the thing. You're telling me he gets suspended a whole season, but a guy that hits a woman gets 6 games?
Oh no, I don't believe in that.
$1,500 for putting your hands on somebody else.
No.
If anything, suspend the man two games.
Right.
Those game checks aren't cheap. And say, hey, learn your lesson. Don't ever do it again. And if you do, then you're going to be suspended indefinitely, or you're going to be suspended for the year.
Weird position.
It's a what?
They're in a weird position right now.
It is.
Yeah.
Because,
it's very weird.
I mean, he's 2 grand juries, right?
Right.
They didn't charge him.
Right.
They said that the information was just lacking from both sides. And then
it's,
now,
it's so wild how that was the case,
right?
Too.
It's wild. And it's two grand juries.
Yeah, but and the NFL can do whatever they want because they because it's a black eye for us, and we're a private company. If you don't like it, go work
well,
for somebody.
Let me
else,
tell right? you this: NFL, you're a black eye. You know who I'm upset with right now?
Hmm.
I am pissed off at. If he dropped what he was going to do, it would have been perfect. I'm upset at RG3. Because RG3 said he had some damning information on the Commanders.
That's right.
If he dropped that right now, I think Daniel Snyder.
They would be forced to have Daniel Snyder.
Right.
They'd be able to get votes. The only problem with that is, and you make a good point, the only problem with this is, you need to get all 32 owners in a room or on a conference call, and 24 of them have to say, we want Brian Monroe out. Yeah, but think about this. Think about all the skeletons in everyone's closet.
That's exactly
it. That's why they won't do it.
So Daniel Snyder says, oh, Jerry Jones, you're voting to get me out?
He won't.
Let's not forget about what happened with you off the field with your love child and your dude that was taking pictures under the skirts of cheerleaders. Robert Kraft, you got a little funny business in Jupiter. You're voting against me also. This is the problem that's happening in the NFL right
Daniel
now.
Daniel Snyder.
You need to find 24 dudes that don't care about the skeletons. The problem is, which guy right now, which owner is absolutely 100%
neither
clean
one
as a whistle? None!
Because Daniel Snyder is, what's his name?
Any.
He's the guy with the island.
Oh, yeah.
That's Dan Snyder right now.
Right.
I can picture him, but I forgot his name.
Yeah. Yeah, Just Lane's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's Daniel Snyder right now.
He's got all the dirt on every powerful
all
person,
of them.
And they're not
right.
going to say
and
anything.
And they don't want a word to be put out there.
That's where the NFL is running into a problem with because look what happened with Jerry Richardson from Carolina a couple years back. He was in the midst of all this stuff, sexual harassment, racial, everything going on there. You know what he did? I'm selling the team. Who's buying? You? Okay, cool. I'm out.
Yeah,
take my $4 billion. I'm out. Have a great time. Carolina's a good team. You're going to have a good – you hire a new coach, the whole deal, and left.
I've
Daniel
heard a
Snyder
– stories about Mr. Richardson.
Okay, right. So you know and this and that. Daniel Snyder is standing in front of all these other 31 owners with double middle fingers saying, I dare you.
Yeah.
I dare you. The only thing that might get some of those owners to jump ship and say at that point – no, we need him out, is the fact that Daniel Snyder committed the only crime against another billionaire that will piss a billionaire off. You stole money from them. You didn't put all the money in the pot that goes to all the owners, and maybe you get the owners to vote you out because of that. But everything else, the skeleton's in the closet.
He's the Jeffrey Epstein of the NFL. It's crazy.
It's quite possible.
They're not going to say anything because they all have skeletons in the closet. Just like, okay, give me an example. Just like the whole Jimbo Fisher and Saban thing.
Right.
As soon as Saban came out and said some names, you see how quick the coaches changed
up.
You
better press conference the next morning. Right.
You said what about us? Because you know we know everything, and that's when Saban had to apologize. It's the same thing with Snyder. No one's going to say anything because they're like, he knows this about me, or he knows the situation. So, it's just, again, that's why they call it the good old boys club.
Right.
They're not going to snitch on each
other. No,
they're all billionaires for a reason. They're not all smooth sailing great guys. They got there somehow. And when it comes down to it, they're just going to sit back and go, well, it's not our problem.
Right.
You can handle it.
I love Goodell. I can't fire him.
Right. Are you gonna remove Daniel Snyder as an owner? I don't have the power to do that.
I got no power, man.
They pay me $41 million.
I got no power.
It's more than $41 million.
It's crazy.
Right. It's not crazy when you think about he works for 32 billionaires, and he got them the biggest TV contracts ever. And when that check gets at the end of the season that Daniel Snyder was kind of holding back a little money from, at the end of the season when they say, okay, here's our pot of money. 32 checks need to be sent out. Here it is. And when that owner gets that check and goes, so I get this every single year outside of my tickets and what I have to do for this and the beer that I sell and the parking where I'm making all this other money, I get this check too? Roger Goodell, you deserve a raise.
You do. Absolutely.
What do you think is going to end up happening when somebody in the business world is going to dissect that Amazon, that new deal for Thursday night. How much money they're going to end up paying for that, for that deal, just to guarantee themselves Thursday Night Football, or the rumors going on now that Apple, Disney Plus, and these other apps want Sunday ticket.
Let me ask you a question.
How much money that's going to be?
And maybe somebody listening in the text line could throw some numbers at. What do you think the true valuation of a number would be for the NFL? Like, as a company?
As a company?
So
oh my God.
We're saying, you know, Roger Goodell is the CEO. He you know, reports to all of the owners. So CEOs normally get a percentage. So what would that number be if he's making $60 million? It actually wouldn't be that much compared to what the company is actually worth.
I would just say the teams in general. Just the teams, not the business part of it. Just what the team franchise is worth. You got to average about $5 billion a team.
Yeah.
So $160 billion just for the franchises.
Just for the franchises.
The TV deals and everything else around that, the sponsorships with gambling, the sponsorships with Pepsi, the sponsorships with Pizza Hut, the official.
Wait, no, no, no. Little Caesars now.
Oh, it's Little Caesars. I'm sorry.
Come on now.
Pizza. I apologize for that. Every one of those groups that are sending a check in, everyone gets a piece of.
And it's
160 just for the teams.
$60 million compared to $130 billion is.
We're talking about 32 teams, and I average them out at $5 billion because I think it's five. Dallas could be worth 10, but another team could be worth 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Stephen Ross, I laughed, and we all laughed. He bought the team for $1.1 billion at the time from Wayne Huizenga. He got ripped off. No, he did not.
No, he did
if
not.
He sells that team tomorrow for $5 billion and makes $4 billion profit, give me a break. So I'm just guessing. I'm estimating 32 teams, $5 billion a team. It's $160 billion without the business side of it.
Oh, my God.
So what's the NFL worth? A bleep ton of money.
A ton of money. So $60 million, that's easy.
Right.
For an employee, yeah,
to give him $100 million a year.
It's nothing.
What is that? That's 32 teams giving him like $3 million a year.
Those guys are like, yeah, appreciate that. And I get what kind of check back?
Right.
Okay, good. Here.
That's a pretty good return on investment.
Yeah, down.
Monroe, give me $3 million, and at the end of the year, you get an $85 million
no
check.
No problem. Here you go. Let me find $3 million real quick. Hold on.
But this is what the owners look at and say, that's why Roger Goodell is worth every penny. And why he's worth every penny also, look what he just had to sit in front of for 4 hours or whatever it was, answering questions, getting peppered. And you know what he figured at this point? As long as those 32 owners have my back and want me to do this, I don't care what Congress or what anyone is going to say to me in any of these things. I don't care. You have my check? Thanks. What do you want to hear about this? Nope, can't remove Daniel Snyder. I don't have the power. I have the power to go to the executive committee and say maybe we should remove him. But then at that point, you know what happens? Skeletons. He ain't going nowhere.
He goes for a vote. And guess what? That's why they call it the shield, because I am the shield.
Correct. 9 o'clock hour coming up right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.